On a brilliant sunny morning, search and rescue volunteer Vin Stewart and one of her two search and rescue dogs, Thunder, are doing some routine training at Bringle Lake Park on the north side of Texarkana.
Okay, good boy.
Stewart has hidden a vial of training material in some bushes several yards away. It only takes the German Shepherd a few minutes to nose his way to the material and scratch the ground nearby, indicating that he's complied with her request.
That's what the game's about, is it's a game to them because they don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So you have to make it fun for them to keep wanting to do it. And, you know, what their main goal is to please me. So when they do that, they get their big hugs.
Stewart works with the Little River County, Arkansas Sheriff's Department at search and rescue missions and routinely takes her two German Shepherds, Thunder and Lacey, out for exercises like this one.
One of my dogs does live finds. So if we have like an Alzheimer's patient or child or something missing, I have worked some felony hunts in the past. I try to stay clear of those if I can, but I will assist. We do cadaver on land and in the water. We do a lot of cold cases. Law enforcement will get a new lead. They'll call to, you know, someone will say, well, we heard that, you know, somebody was buried over here. So they'll call me to come assist, bring the dogs and just to see, check that area out. Most of the time there's nothing there, but, you know, it's, they've got to clear that area and they can't just let it go, you know, unturned. So I do a lot of those.
Stewart says it's important to train in all types of weather scenarios, since she never knows when or where she and her dogs will be called out to search for missing persons.
You know, searches don't wait till prime time weather and, you know, 76 degrees outside and gorgeous sunshine.
Last summer, Stewart worked with search and rescue teams as they poured through rubble and debris looking for missing flood victims at the Camp Albert Pike Recreation Area in Montgomery County, Arkansas.
The debris was just unbelievable. You know, some of those piles were 30 feet tall. The snakes were unbelievable. And then one day we actually had bear tracks in our area.
At the time, Stewart said the Albert Pike flood was the most devastating natural disaster she'd ever assisted with. Well, that changed this past May, when police in tornado-ravaged Joplin, Missouri, called her to relief search teams there looking for victims buried in the rubble-strewn landscape, which she described as something out of a science fiction movie.
Where you, like, open a door and go into another dimension. There was several areas that I got into that you could look in any direction and see nothing but devastation. Albert Pike was very devastating, and to the local people of the community, you know, to them it was just as bad as Joplin. But as far as the amount of devastation and the deaths that occurred, Albert Pike just doesn't even hold a candle to what happened at Joplin.
Stewart and her dogs were in Joplin for 4 days, assisting in search efforts there. She and other searchers were assigned sectors of the devastated city, and with the help of support teams made up of firefighters and other emergency personnel, was charged with the painstaking duty of looking through twisted rubble for victims' remains.
So we were supposed to go through and clear each piece of property inside and out. The land, the house, everything. Vehicles, anything that was there on that property, we were to go through and clear that. So the dogs, we would start on one end and kind of walk to the other. We ended up with 4 different areas of indication. And what the next step was, we were to mark that and call the command post and let them know exactly where we were and what we had found and that we had marked it. And then they would send in another team to start going through things. That way we could keep working and then they could try to locate the body. We were actually, unfortunately, just finding pieces.
Vin, I know this is a difficult job. Why do you do this?
I do it just to help others, and, you know, it's my mission work for God.
Stewart says her experience in Joplin this past May left her with an overwhelming sense of hope for the city.
You know, they were going up and down the streets, making sure that we were taken care of, and they, you know, would go out of their way to accommodate us. Another thing that really stuck out for me was how many yards had put the American flag up. To me, you know, that meant United We Stand.
Vin Stewart works as a search and rescue dog handler for Little River County, Arkansas Sheriff's Department. In Texarkana, I'm Sabrina McCormick.